sinless Christ baptized. Jesus did not receive baptism as a confession of guilt on his own account. He identified himself with sinners, taking the steps that we are to take and doing the work that we must do. His life of suffering and patient endurance after his baptism was also an example to us. Coming up out of the water, Jesus bowed in prayer on the river bank. He was now entering the conflict of his life. Though he was the Prince of Peace, his coming must be as the unsheathing of a sword. The kingdom he had come to establish was the opposite of that which the Jews desired. He would be looked upon as the enemy and destroyer of the ritual and economy of Israel, condemned as a transgressor, and denounced as Beelzebub. No one on earth had understood him, and he must still walk alone. His mother and brothers did not comprehend his mission. Even his disciples did not understand him. As one with us, he must bear our guilt and woe. The sinless one must feel the shame of sin. The peace lover must dwell with strife, the truth must abide with falsehood, purity with vileness. Every sin, every discord, every defiling lust was torture to his spirit. Alone he must tread the path. On him who had accepted the weakness of humanity, the redemption of the world must rest. He saw and felt it all, but his purpose remained steadfast. The Savior poured out his soul in prayer. He knew how sin had hardened the hearts of men, how difficult it would be for them to discern his mission and accept salvation. He pleaded with the Father for power to overcome their unbelief, to break the fetters with which Satan had enthralled them, and to conquer the destroyer. Never before had angels listened to such a prayer. The Father himself would answer the petition of his Son. The heavens were opened, and upon the Savior's head descended a dove-like form of purest light. Few at the Jordan except John discerned the heavenly vision. Yet the solemnity of the divine presence rested on the assembly. Christ's upturned face was glorified as they had never before seen the face of man. From the open heavens a voice was heard, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."